Hey, hey, conscious leaders, a warm welcome yet to another episode. Today, I'm talking about the topic that I'm the most curious about, which is menopause. I'm not shy to let you in. I'm going through perimenopause, and I'm talking today to Colleen Larson, who's actually the founder and CEO of Business Engage. I met her through the Table of 12, but more importantly, they launched this thing called MenoMove, which we're going to tackle today. But first of all, a warm welcome.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So great to be with you this morning.
I'm super excited. We've been trying to do this, but then all the cables underneath the ocean played a trick on us, and we couldn't connect, you know?
Yeah.
But now at the end of the day, it's so exciting to have you here. I think the first thing that I really want to tackle with you today is Business Engage. It is such an interesting concept. You're all over Africa. How did this come about? What is it all about?
Carmen, it's actually quite an interesting story because I actually started this as a hobby. I was growing my financial services career, and this was supposed to be a hobby. You know, I had that corner office. That's where I was going, you know. And I'll really cut the story short. But in 2007, Business Engage became a member of Business Unity South Africa. At that stage, all we were doing is financial literacy for entrepreneurs, for women, because I strongly believe that one of the aspects why women fail is the lack of financial literacy and the lack of access to finance. And with my background, I woke up thinking, why are you not doing something about it? So we had grown to 3,500 members strong, became a member of Business Unity South Africa, fast-tracked to 2011, government published the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill. And I was asked to represent Business Unity South Africa as a negotiator at NEDLAC. Well, it was then I realized that corporates aren't going to do gender because it's the right thing to do, or because women are so marginalized, or because it's our time. They're only going to do it because what makes business sense. By this stage, I'd developed the love for what we were doing and the impact we were having. And it was my financial services career or this. And I decided to choose this as a full-time hobby.
But what I love about, especially in the time that we're living in now, this brave new world, is everybody is acquiring additional skills. It's like, you know, you come from completely different backgrounds and merge all of the skills, and it infuses into this beautiful, interesting career, which I think is exactly what you've done here. If I look at Business Engage, I just wanted to understand, how does it exactly work? So take me through. If you had to go to a client and you had to pitch your services, what is it that you do? Because I want to set the landscape for what you're doing with MenoMove.
You know, I think no man's an island, and nor is a corporate an island. We all deal in the corporate environment. The reality is that most corporates think that because they're doing work internally, that that is sufficient. And it's not, because essentially often it becomes groupthink. So what we've done is we haven't said that corporates aren't doing anything internally. But the reality is once they get collaborative with other corporates, they learn, they grow, they develop together, they share best practice. So Business Engage is the collaboration of corporates working together, corporates that have got best practice in gender mainstreaming and want to learn and grow together.
So let's take it a step back. What is gender mainstreaming?
Gender mainstreaming is not women's issues, not women empowerment. Gender mainstreaming, number one, is the fact that it includes both men and women. It is the diversity that makes the business sense. It's not a women's issue. Second of all, you can do a number of things in terms of gender lower down in the organization. If it is not strategic to the organization, it's not mainstream. So gender is the inclusion of both men and women that make it strategic for corporates to take on this as an objective.
Very interesting. And you wrote a book, right?
I did.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
So Gender Matters, A Practical Guide to the Slippery Ladder. I don't believe in a glass ceiling. I believe that women drop off the ladder far before they get to the glass ceiling. And the reason for that is that they have not necessarily developed a support structure around them that allows them to keep on going, no matter those obstacles that are put before them. So for me, it is how do we get women to push through with a support structure and give them the necessary tools to do so. It is very important that we have women in the corporate landscape today. You know, it's just the change is determined by the women that we've got in the work environment. So we need to ensure that they stay the course.
It's quite interesting that you mentioned that you don't believe in the glass ceiling. The other day, one of the ladies from our Conscious Leaders community reached out and was talking about this whole thing where she feels that, you know, the older generation has created the opportunity for them to become managers and for them to get up on the ladder.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to break through to the next level. They sit in their positions for 8 years, 9 years. They don't know how to negotiate money. They have doctorates and all of that. And I found like, you know, that was interesting. I said, oh, you mean like you want to become a ceiling crusher? Okay. But it was also the interesting conversation we had, and it was apparently also held with 50 other women in a book club.
Yeah.
Where they were talking specifically about not feeling supported and mentored in order for them to break through to the next level. Congratulations, you've taken us to the ceiling, but now what now?
Yes,
and that was a very interesting concept for me. So what is your view on that?
I believe that at the top is very lonely.
Mm.
And if you have not developed your support structure going to that level, you are going to find it very difficult. The reality is that each one of us has got the skills. Where we found a gap where women aren't breaking through that ceiling is because what has happened is we've been socialized, keep your head down, work hard, get your matric, get your degree, get your master's, get your PhD. Somebody's going to recognize you. And the reality is that it doesn't work that way. Currently, when you're getting into senior leadership, they are looking for more rounded individuals, those that can converse on more than your technical expertise. And where we found a gap is through our board masterclass series, we have developed 30 topics that are necessary to be on a board. 30 topics that you need in order to get through to the executive position. And that allows you to converse on a number of different topics. So that when you are faced with topics in those areas, you can engage, at least engage in them. You won't know everything, but at least you can engage. And through that process, we have realized that women are getting to the top.
Mm.
They are giving, because women are technically sound. We don't need to fix women. Mm. They are technically sound. They've got what it takes. It just takes that little thing of giving them a little bit of a conversation knowledge, and we are seeing the results of that. So also with regards to your mentorship, what we often find is that women try and look for sponsors the minute they get to senior leadership. They don't understand that when you're growing your career, those sponsors are so vitally important when you start your career, not when you're finishing your career or in your last legs of your career. It's when you start to start identifying those sponsors that actively help you up the ranks. And that then gets you up that last level.
Woo, it sounds like too much politicking for me. I just want to get the job done and get it done, but and automatically just influence people around me, you know?
You've got to play the game, unfortunately, in a corporate environment. That's why I say I love working with corporates. I don't like working for them because of the politics, but that's okay.
Oh, my God, you know, fascinating. But, okay, so before we get onto that, I really like what you said there with regards to the topics that you created for boards. What we are seeing in our ethnography research is that there is a lot of challenges at the moment for boards with the cyber risks and everything that's happening and how they can keep the boards up to date. I think also what needs to happen is going more into depth. I think that we don't have time to go too deep into deep-rooted causes because we're so busy. Mm. I do feel that busy is the new dumb.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that way, but it is. And the thing is, we don't have enough time to go deeply into the issues. As I always say, you know, people are seeking wisdom, not information anymore. Rumi famously quoted, don't look at the problem at the leaves, go down the branches into the roots, and there you will find what's going wrong.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important, you know, that there's a transition and a transcendence that happens specifically for board members. So well done to on doing that.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get to the reason why you are here. So we met recently to talk about this Menno move that you started. I saw it all over the press, all over African news, everywhere. And I think maybe first of all, just take us through Menno move. What is it? And what was the inherent insight, the gap that you had that said, okay, right, we need to do this?
In all our conversations we have in the corporate environment, we talk about things that are very important, like breast cancer, like period poverty, HIV, AIDS, all of these conversations that we have. And yet something that affects every single person, not only the woman going through menopause, but every single person, is menopause. And I don't think we have normalized anything around that in the work environment. So things like breastfeeding rooms, and that it's part of nature now that you have many corporates that are implementing that. And yet we don't have rooms for somebody to go that is air conditioned, that a woman going through menopause can walk into a room and say, I just need 2 minutes just to cool down.
Yeah.
And so for us, it is very important to make it as important. So we're not downplaying the other issues, but we want to make this as important. But it cannot be addressed just with women. We are hearing horrific stories with things that where myths have been created around menopause, where the lack of understanding has resulted in, for instance, a woman being hospitalized or put into a psychiatric home for 8 months, and yet she had menopause, which they didn't know. Somebody that was put onto antidepressants because they thought she was going through depression and yet she was going through menopause. And so it is very important that not only the women deal with it, but everyone around her gets to know what this is for. So that was why we decided to do Menno Move. As we did the research, we realized that most platforms offer basic information. Yeah, your 3 stages, you're going to go through perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. Okay, that's it. Go and visit your doctor. And yet in the corporate environment, that does not help. So what we've done as a platform, it is a platform with every bit of information that an individual needs to go through menopause. We are not giving any hospital advice or any medical advice. That you have to go to a medical professional for. But everything that you need to know and everything that you need to experience with regards to menopause is on the platform. Workshops for corporates, branding for corporates to start an overall awareness campaign, e-books. We're going to have virtual cookery classes that teach you what to cook, what not to cook. So everything you need to know is in one central point.
I really love that. I mean, when I truly knew that I was going through perimenopause, because I went off medication because I decided to go the homeopathic route. Once I did that and took myself off the antidepressants and the herbinals and all of that, you know, the pandemic meds, I decided no more. That is when I started realizing, wait, there's something wrong. There's really something wrong because I became more conscious and aware of it.
Yeah.
And it didn't even cross my mind because you almost think that it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, I see so many women that go through menopause and it's like a breeze.
Yeah.
And I think that is the thing, the stigma that we need to break down, because every woman goes through menopause. It's not something you can avoid.
Yeah.
Some might have it easier, but there's a lot of things that goes on. It could be brain fog, or it could be breast cancer, or it could be hysterectomy. I don't know. There's so many things that happen, but I think that there is the conversation happens too late in the game.
Yeah, and it happens in groups of women. So when we have Women's Days or when we have International Women's Day, that's when we discuss these topics. But in terms of normal health and wellness, it's only now that we've got to move internationally in terms of menopause awareness, and some big names are getting behind it, that perhaps you get a few conversations, but it has not been normalized in a corporate environment.
Yeah, and I mean, like, so I've traveled quite a bit across the world speaking on stages, doing my thing. I've always been very confident. The stage is a very natural space for me. And then suddenly, as you have these body changes, you are so aware of yourself and your emotions, and you're just not feeling confident. And it's like this undefined time in your career as well, and needing to rebuild yourself. And I sometimes wonder how it must be for a woman that's in a high-end position that can't mask and hide, that needs to face and slay dragons every single moment. I mean, it must be awful.
Absolutely. One of the ladies we deal with was on stage, and she got a hot flush with 600 people in the audience. Now, I mean, how do you deal with that? And that's the thing. It's got to become normal. It's just the way we do business. It's just... it's an everyday of life. Every single woman goes through. It's natural. It's not unnatural. I think the problem, though, from a stigma perspective, is we've got certain women that have not experienced anything really serious with regards to menopause. And so the fact that some women do, it becomes like this, well, I didn't have anything, so what's your problem? And that is the thing that we've got to realize, that a woman doesn't choose how she goes through it. It's a natural way of life. And depending on how her body's structured and what the makeup is and her lifestyle and everything, that's how it will impact on her as an individual. And we've got to understand that it's a natural progression of life.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've also, I mean, I'm just always bringing it back to my experience and also some of the women that I've spoken to. So if you look at a woman that gains a tremendous amount of weight, not changing anything in her diet, she's been eating healthy. I mean, I had a gastric band. I lost 50 kilos and still eating the same. Yeah. Nothing changed. And all of a sudden, just 12 kilos up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a social study that actually shares that when a woman has gained weight, she actually ostracizes herself from her social circles. She avoids going out to meet people because she's so self-aware. I can vouch. I've done that where I don't want to be around people, and you can't find clothing that suits you. You can't find underwear that suits you, never mind.
Yeah.
There's so much also to be said. I saw a TikTok video by a comedian yesterday that was talking about, you know, the U magazine, for example, saying inside the magazine that we you know, we should embrace our curves, and then on the outside is this model looking woman. Like, it's a conflicting message.
And most of those model looking women have been doctored and all the rest of it. I wish I could wake up in the morning and say, okay, so let me doctor myself.
It frustrates me, but it shows how interconnected this issue is. It talks to the marketing departments, it talks to the operation departments, it talks to the hybrid workforce. It talks to so many issues. So I think where I want like to have a better understanding is, take us through the platform. What is experience there? What's the tools, benefits for the corporates?
So from a corporate perspective, we wanted to give them every tool. Obviously, with regards to creating awareness to start off with. So once a corporate signs up, you go onto the platform, you've got access to all of the workshop material, all of the branding material, everything that allows you as a corporate to provide a support structure. It allows you to have access to experts in the field, every expert in terms of nutritionists, in terms of, we promote things like Pilates and exercise, so experts in Pilates and exercise. It's got ebooks that you can distribute to your staff that take you through, and it's actually done quite nicely, the ebook, because it takes you through the perimenopause and postmenopause, but then it gives you tips and tools that you can implement as an individual. Like, I'm having a hot flush now, what are some of the tools that I can adopt to counteract this? We've got the virtual evenings that we've got. It's got the networking with other corporates, because it's a collaboration of corporates. It has got the networking with other corporates that are involved as well. It also allows you to access information on how many people are accessing what material. So you can see the benefit that you're giving to your individual members within your employee base. We don't need the names of all the employees. So it is totally in secret. There is no sharing of personal information or anything, but we can give insights to a corporate on what are those mechanisms that they can employ internally to have a support structure. Yeah, it's got podcasts, it's got articles, it's got every bit of information that a corporate needs. So they don't have to think about it. They don't need to create any material. They don't need to do anything with regards to menomove and menopause. They access all of it from the website, and they can overnight start with a campaign.
That's amazing. I suppose it's all about the participation in the campaign that optimizes the impact of the menomove.
Yeah, we wanted it to be a collaboration of corporates.
Mm.
Because if we have to go corporate by corporate by corporate, I mean, by the end of the year, we've only done like how many, 6, 7, 8 corporates. What we want to do is we want to create a real movement, hence menomove.
Yeah.
It's a movement of corporates that are putting themselves behind menopause.
It's incredible. One of the other things I wanted to ask you, so obviously as more and more people are engaging on this platform, and I've looked at the traffic going to the website because I am such a nerd and an ethnographer, you've had quite a lot of traffic going to, organic traffic going to menomove website. I wanted to understand, based on the traffic that's going there, what are the insights that you're deriving? What are the insights divulging about the community and questions that might come up, and how are you improving the platform based on that?
What we've actually found is that we expected it only to be women visiting the platform and only women going through menopause. Because of our positioning, we've actually found that a number of men are accessing the platform, and that for us is exciting. Because for us, we didn't want to make it a women's platform. We wanted it to make it a people's platform, something that can make a difference. So from the individuals accessing the platform, we are really excited that it's men as well that are accessing it. But I think where most people have got so excited with it is that it's not just the basic information.
Mm.
What we found is things like, for instance, the virtual cookery classes, the exercise classes we're going to have. That's what people have been lacking because they don't want to do it on their own. You know, we've actually made it that they would actually do it on their own. And with this, it gives them a support structure, which so many people are wanting to have. And so with us doing it as a platform, it allows them to develop that support structure. We've got, for instance, we've got ambassadors that we're starting up in the different corporates as well. So it's giving them that port of call that they can go to. A lot of people look at it and they say, I don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I've spoken to somebody who didn't actually go through anything like this. I'm going through something so serious. And where do I start with the information? And so a lot of the information is on the ebook they're accessing. And we haven't had too many corporates yet on the workshops, but that'll come. As more corporates get involved, that'll come. But most of the ebooks, the journals, that type of thing, they are busy accessing at the moment.
So I'm going to ask you a different question. So my helper that works for me, she's now turning 41 this year. You know, we're going through our menopause journey together. We have our sauerkraut, a tablespoon every morning. We follow all the rules. But, you know, when I spoke to her about menopause and when I found out, I had the conversation with her. And, you know, she didn't know what it was. And the reason I'm raising this is is this platform of yours and all the content that you have, is it in different vernaculars?
Not at the moment, but it is our intention. We've developed a chatbot that we are also looking to. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. And so it is what we're looking at the moment is translating it into various languages.
Wonderful.
And allowing them to, even on their cell phone, to be able to pose a question and say, what is this? I seem to be getting hot all the time. What is this? And it will, in simple language. I mean, we haven't used it when you access our chatbot, you will notice it isn't all highfalutin language and, you know, it is simple, down to earth. We've made it natural, and that's where we want to stay. We want it to be simple and direct and be able to have a big impact on the ground.
Yeah, you see, that makes me excited because, I mean, if you look at a corporate all the way down to the cleaner, you know, it's important for everybody to understand that, you know, they've got access to this. I think the one thing where it might become challenging where I'm experiencing it is the lifestyle and what a person that earns a basic income, being able to cook from food to the table, you know, from farm to the table is not as easy, and the hormones in the food. So I think that is the challenges. But at the end of the day, small changes, small change in habits can make a big difference. So it's very exciting. I'm super excited. This is really amazing. So if anybody wants to get involved or they want to get access to this platform, how do they approach you? Is it just going to the website?
They could go on to menamove.africa or they could email me on colleen@businessengage.co.za.
Fantastic. So we'll put the link below and then everybody can connect if they wish to subscribe and get their corporates involved. And then you also have a package which I saw, which is interesting because I'm just thinking, like, for me and my helper, like, I think it would be really helpful for us maybe to, once, especially when you have the vernacular, because then it's easier to explain. Yeah. What is the individual costing and how does that work? Who's that for?
So for individuals that don't want to go through their corporate, they can join with $5.99 on an annual basis. And quite frankly, you know, Carmen, what we are looking to do is disseminate this as far as possible. Mm. The corporates give us the funding to actually grow the platform and to make it accessible. But essentially for us, the more people that share it, that share the information, that the more impact we can have on the ground, the happier we will be.
100%. I actually, one of our previous interviews was with Zali, the Perimenopause Global Charter.
She's also involved with us. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's, you know, we had such a beautiful conversation because we were also talking about, like, you know, spiritual awakenings and things that are not spoken about that also happens, and the confusion around menopause and what's happening with our spirituality. And I also think I'm a big ambassador for spiritual intelligence that needs to be embraced in workforces, because in order for us to feel included, that is a part that comes with perimenopause or menopause or postmenopause.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
So I'm very
excited. I think when you're going through menopause, especially when you start experiencing it in the symptoms in a bad way, and that I think it helps you reevaluate your life and start taking a step back. I think especially in the work environment, we can just get onto the treadmill and, oh, it will go away. It will go away. It will go away. And then it doesn't go away because it's going to be here for a number of months. And I think it really helps you to take a step back and to decide some of the things that are really important and to relook some of the things that you need to do in your life. So absolutely, from a spiritual perspective, I think it's exceptionally important.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you can still be spiritual and go into your workforce and bring about change.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So it has to be a part that we bring into our daily lives. But listen, Colleen, this was a fascinating conversation. Good luck.
Thank you.
Super excited. I'm part of your movement,
following
you and your journey.
Thank you
so much for sharing all of this with us.
No, really appreciate the opportunity, Carmen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And that's all for today. If you wish to reach out to Colleen, you can just email her at colleen@businessengage.co.za, or you can just go to menamove.africa. We'll have the link below so that you can reach out. Thank you.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.